two Democrats on the board that oversees the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, known as Governor Walker's flagship job agency, are calling for the organization's CEO to resign. Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca from Kenosha and Senator Julie Lassa from Stevens Point made that announcement yesterday after recent reports that the agency awarded more than two dozen loans totaling $124 million without proper reviews. We contacted the WEDIC for an interview request for CEO Reed Hall but have not heard back. Representative Barca, welcome to Central Time.
Great to be with you.
And Senator Lassa, good to have you here.
Thanks so much.
And Representative Barca, let's start with you. Why are you calling for WEDIC CEO Reed Hall to resign?
Well, there are so many reasons, unfortunately. But obviously leading the list is the fact that we have been stonewalled in Senator Lassa and my efforts to try to gain information about potentially criminal violations going on in regard to this BCI loan. But not only that, that opened up the fact that we learned for the first time that an unsecured loan had been given to this company, and we also learned that a large number of loans had been granted that had never been given a staff review. And that opened up a lot of other questions about significant liabilities to the taxpayers, and we just feel as though the only time the board is really fully aware of what's going on is when investigative reports come out and when audits come out. And we found out in a recent audit that WEDIC has not been following the law and not been following board policy, and that's all been under CEO Reed Hall's watch.
And Senator Lassa, do you think that WEDIC's actions, namely granting questionable loans, might rise or do rise to the level of fraud with taxpayer money?
Well, I definitely have serious concerns and am hoping that we'll be able to get to the bottom of this. And that's why a few weeks ago, Representative Barca and I had asked the U.S. Department of Justice to launch an investigation into what was happening at the WEDC, especially in connection with the loan to the Building Committee, Inc., which was able to obtain a $500,000 taxpayer-funded loan, despite the fact that they were already being sued, as well as there had been a tax warrant issued against the company. And so we have a lot of concerns about what's happening at WEDC and believe that they need to be providing us with the records. And as Representative Barca said, they aren't really forthcoming with information to the board unless there's an audit that has come out or there's an investigative report. And it's really no way to run a organization that is beholden to its board members.
And Representative,
if I could add one thing, I mean, you know, we do have a fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayers to guard against misuse of funds and potential fraud that goes on, and we can't do an effective job if we're not given the information.
Well, I want to ask you about that because the both of you are on the board of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, and so given that you're saying you're having these problems, you only see the information, become aware of things when there are audits or investigative journalism, how is it possible that you can both be on the board and yet still not have a better picture about what's going on within WEDIC? Representative Barca?
Well, that's exactly the point, is that you can't serve effectively as a board member when you're not given the information to be able to make sound judgments. And, you know, had we been told that all these loans were done without a proper staff review, we would have asked far more questions about the potential of the taxpayers recovering their money from these various companies. But not having known that, we just expected that all of them went through underwriting and that that they had the assets to be able to make good on these loans. And now we find out that that isn't necessarily the case at all. But that just being one of a number of things. We passed policies. The board has worked extremely hard. And some of our colleagues have written in there, they thought, in an article, they thought the board had made some good reforms, and we have. But then we find out from an audit that many of the policies we put in place, or a number of policies we put in place, that they're not following. That's unacceptable. I mean, no CEO of any company would still have a job if they're not following board policies. And so it's for all those reasons that, you know, unfortunately, we just cannot continue like this.
We're talking right now with Representative Peter Barca and Senator Julie Lassa, both Democrats, who are on the board of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. They're calling for WEDIC's Secretary and CEO Reid Hall to resign. And Senator Lassa, there was just a big release of documents relating to 27 loans that were not properly reviewed. What information did you get from that release of documents?
Well, I think we certainly got information regarding both the BCI loan. It looks like the information that was WEDIC basically did a document dump on late Friday afternoon of hundreds of pages. And so in it, we found out more about the BCI loan that was made over underwriters' concerns. And we also found out about these other 27 awards that were made by WEDC that did not go through the formal underwriting process. And I think that's what's really key, because WEDIC yesterday had said that when these loans were brought up, that both Representative Barca and I were there at the meeting and we voted for it, and that's correct. However, as Representative Barca said, they did not provide us with the information about the fact that these had not undergone the formal underwriting process, which would have raised a lot of red flags. And you have the governor defending what WEDIC did by saying that they didn't cut corners. Well,
so when
you're not cutting corners here, then I don't know what you're doing.
So when you voted for some of those loans, how is it that you didn't know that they hadn't undergone the proper review? Is it just that information was not given to you?
Right. The information was not presented to the board members.
And I
guess from now on, what we'll have to do is ask, you know, whether or not the formal process was followed, as well as whether or not money was contributed to the governor's campaign by individuals from these different companies and corporations who are getting taxpayer money. Because, you know, I think that is the key here in terms of the board having access to information, because they were not, they did not provide us that information readily. And it's to the point where I don't have confidence in the agency in telling us important facts like this.
And Representative Barker, you used the word stonewalled before about getting the information you felt that you needed. Have you gotten everything you want now, or are there things that are still outstanding that you're waiting for?
Unfortunately, we still have not received all the information that we've asked for, and that, of course, is very frustrating. I mean, there have been plenty of court precedents that have stated that board members have a right to have all financial information at their disposal in order to carry out their fiduciary responsibility. But in this case, we have not been given all the information we've asked for, and that's very frustrating, and I believe illegal for them to withhold that. And and as Senator Lassa just indicated, you know, we find out about this information, you know, after the fact. I mean, whenever they find out something that I think puts the board and WEDIC at risk, you know, most CEOs are very forthright. And they tell the board, look, I've got some serious problems here that you need to be aware of. That's the only way you can effectively, as a board, address them in a manner that protects taxpayers.
And Senator Lassa, Reid Hall, the Secretary and CEO of WEDIC, he hasn't been at the agency since its beginning. Do you think that means maybe he should not have the full brunt of responsibility? Or why are you looking to him in specific here for problems with WEDIC when he hasn't been on board the whole time?
Well, Reid hasn't been on board the whole time, but certainly the stonewalling, not providing the board with full information regarding awards and that were made by Wiedek is certainly under his purview as CEO and secretary. And now we find out today, both in articles by the Wisconsin State Journal as well as the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, that even after Wiedek knew that BCI was in trouble, and after they had given them the original $500,000 loan from taxpayers, they knew the company was in trouble. They continued to look for federal bonding assistance from counties in the southern part of the state, even though they knew that he was having difficulty. And after a Maserati dealer had called Wiedek to say that he was behind in his lease payments for a number of both personal vehicles as well as business vehicles, which should have raised a flag, but they still continued to look for federal bonding authority for him despite that, because as Ryan Murray said, or as the article states, is that Wiedek wanted to be able to get its money back and put the monkey on federal taxpayers and these counties rather than on the state.
We're speaking right now with Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barga and Senator Julie Lassa about their call for the CEO of Governor Walker's job agency, Wiedek, to resign. They're both on the board of that agency, and their call comes in the wake of reports that over 24 loans were made to Wisconsin businesses without proper review. And we'd like to hear from you on this at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about the operations of the Wiedek? And do you think the CEO should resign, or do you think that this is misplaced blame? What priorities should Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation take up in Wisconsin? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're continuing our conversation now with Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barga and Senator Julie Lassa about their call for the CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to step down. Both lawmakers are on the board of Wiedek, commonly seen as Governor Walker's flagship jobs agency. Their call comes in the wake of reports showing that the agency awarded $124 million in loans without proper review. We invited CEO Reid Hall to join us today and have not heard back from his office. We would like to hear from you right now at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about the operations of Wiedek? And do you think the CEO should resign? Do you think he's being unfairly singled out? What priorities should Wiedek take up here in Wisconsin? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We go down to David joining us in Verona. Hi, David.
Hi.
Hi, what's your comment?
My comment is this. Honestly, this makes my blood boil. And I'll tell you why. I think Mr. Barga said it multiple times that as a board member, they have the fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayers of Wisconsin to make sure that our money is spent wisely. And it just amazes me. You're calling for this guy to step down out of his position because he's withholding information. What amazes me is you made million-dollar decisions as a member of this board and granted this money to these companies, and you didn't ask basic questions about their ability to repay these loans, basic questions about lawsuits that are pending against them. It's hypocritical. It's ridiculous.
David, thank you for that call and your point of view there. And what about that? Senator Lassa and Representative Barga, should the two of you bear some of the burden for the outcome here? You did vote to approve $95.5 million in awards in loans that weren't reviewed. So should you, Representative Barga, be taking more culpability here?
Well, let me say, I'm glad you asked that question, because I think that a lot of people don't understand the fact that the board is not involved in every one of these loan decisions. In fact, we're involved in a very small number of loan decisions. It's mainly the tax credit decisions that we're involved in, and typically they come up during closed-door sessions, so unfortunately a lot of times people don't know the scrutiny and the type of questions and difficult questions that we ask. And in fact, we didn't vote for all of these either, incidentally. There were some loans that came up that we didn't think didn't merit the taxpayers putting forward those funds. But I can assure that caller and everybody else that on those loans that came before us, which were a very small fraction, we did, in fact, ask the tough questions time and time again.
All right. Well, thank you for that call. We're going to go next to Randy. Randy joins us in Milwaukee. Randy, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I thought I read a newspaper article where Scott Walker was the chairman of the board, and then when this crisis came up or scandal, he quit. Is that correct?
And Senator Lassa, what is Governor Walker's role, and what will it be going forward?
Right. Well, Governor Walker, since the creation of WEDC, has served as chairman of the board and presides over the meetings of the board. And I think what is really important for us to point out to people is that the management staff at WEDC does not answer to the board of directors. We do not have the ability to hire and fire them. That solely rests with the governor. And so when you have Secretary Hall, as well as when we, especially our first, when we asked for information over a month ago now to the legal counsel, we were denied. That was after the governor's spokesperson said that we have unfettered access to staff as well as documents. So we asked then to be able to see these documents regarding BCI and unsecured loans and a number of other provisions, but we were denied that request. They were not going to send over anyone to talk to us as we requested, and that we would have to wait until the regularly scheduled July board meeting. And I think that is really important, especially for the first caller that called in, is that we do not have access to all of the information, nor would we extend over the VP of Credit and Risk as well as one of the underwriters to talk to us about these things. So the fact that they withheld information from the board should not be shocking to your listeners to find out, because it, up until now, and I'm hoping that it will change after this, but they do stonewall, and they only provide the information. And the thing is we only know what they are willing to tell us or what comes out in investigative reports or the LAB audit, as Representative Barca has said earlier in the discussion.
And Senator Lassa, given your misgivings about WEDC and the way that they've handled loans, you're calling for the CEO to step down. Do you also believe that WEDC itself should be dissolved?
Well, I certainly believe that we need to talk about that possibility, because my confidence in that agency, I'm a person who is willing to give individuals the benefit of the doubt, but I don't believe that in the case of WEDC anymore, and I do have serious concerns about the fact that WEDC, Governor Walker, and the Republicans in the majority in both houses of the legislature, we're 38th in job creation. We are dead last in the nation for business startups. And we are the state that has the dubious distinction of more people falling out of the middle class than any other state. And when you look at the fact that CNBC just came out today ranking Minnesota as number one for business in the United States, and they have gone the exact opposite direction that Wisconsin has, I think it gives you a real sense of what has happened in the state of Wisconsin in terms of our job creation under WEDC and Governor Walker.
We go
and if
back
I can
to
add just one point, I just want to make it clear. Senator Lassa and I have brought forward reform legislation each of the last two sessions of the legislature. In fact, we got the board to support some of our reforms, such as giving the board authority to hire and fire the CEO and other top officials. But the Republican legislature will not pass these reforms, even though the board voted unanimously for that one I just discussed. But we'll have additional reform legislation that we're working on as we speak, coming up very shortly.
So just briefly, Representative Barca, you're not at the point where you want to call for the dissolution of WEDIC.
Well, we are at the point that we believe that this structure is not working.
Okay, well,
We will have some very significant ideas that we'll be bringing forward very shortly.
We'll go back for one more quick call. Brad is joining us from Wausau. Brad, hi.
Hi. Hey, I just wanted to ask the people on the call, are you hearing from Republicans concerns the way you're hearing it? Because basically I'm hearing a fiscal responsibility consideration here, and I'd be really shocked, I'm really concerned as a Republican if I'm not hearing Republicans have those concerns.
All right. Thank you, Brad. And are you hearing Republicans join in with fiscal concerns or concerns maybe that the free market should be doing the job that WEDIC is doing? What have you heard, Senator Lassa, just briefly?
Sure. Well, we have not heard anything from Republicans in either house of the legislature about the investigative reports or the scathing audit that came out on WEDIC. So really the silence over this has been deafening. And the only comments that we've heard about reforming WEDIC were from the co-chairman of the Joint Finance Committee in the Assembly, who said that they would look at WEDIC reforms in the fall. So there really isn't a sense of urgency, unfortunately.
Well, Senator Lassa, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
And Representative Barca, good to have you along.
Thanks for keeping your listeners informed. It's an important topic for the taxpayers, so I appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca from Kenosha and Senator Julie Lassa from Stevens Point about their call for WEDIC CEO Reid Hall to resign. They made that call after reports that the agency had awarded $124 million of loans without proper review. You can continue that conversation on the Central Time Facebook page.